Aww.
What's this shit, mate? Quit complaining. Four white dudes, well, three and a half maybe. He Korean? Huge market. Let's print shirts with his face on it. Should be working harder, boys, I gotta pay the rent. Gotta keep it coming or it's coming to an end. What's this metaphor? Far too fancy. Give them beats and something dancy. How about piss off?
So the trolls don't start.
Don't give a shit as long as it's on. Careful words blood straight from the heart.
Saying you really do raise some really good points. You could really sell to that Korean market. There's this whole Blackpink BTS thing going on right now. You could do something really cool there. There's just this one thing.
My mom's from Hong Kong, you fuck!
Do One, not you, the song. The song is Do One, the band are Planes. That's taken from an album out right now called Happy Faces. And welcome to Edit Radio Podcast number 810. This is a genuine Edit Radio Podcast. You can tell because I have the jingle.
Edit Radio.
See? Proud and true. Do you remember Brat? Remember Brat? The album by Charlie XCX? Remember Brat? That album, Brat? Remember Brat Summer? A couple of years ago, we had a Brat Summer. Remember that? That was because of that. Charlie XCX, the album Brat is superb. Take it from it. That is called Sympathy is a Knife. The first time I ever heard Charlie XCX, I thought it was terrible and ridiculous. That was a long time ago. And people might have seen that over like the pandemic years, I put on some weight, and people assumed it was because of inertia and COVID, when really it was because I had to eat so much humble pie. About Charlie XCX, I'm still eating it today. Do you know how many calories are in humble pie? It's a lot. Charlie XCX is great. Recently, she had the film out. She had a film out, her mockumentary called The Moment, which took place at the end of Brat Summer. I really wanted to see it. The reviews were solid. I was fully intending to see it, but nowhere over here, even though she's like a British superstar, nowhere over here seemed to carry the film. I looked for it in my local super duper megaplex. You know the kind. It's got like, it's across two floors. There are about a million screens. There's like a bar and a coffee shop and a lounge. But yet, they showed The Moment once per day at lunchtime just for a week. And so I'm going to have to catch it on streaming. I'm disappointed that more cinemas around in my area, at least, didn't invest a little bit more faith and time in Charlie XCX. Maybe they need to eat some humble pie. Charlie XCX also wrote the score, soundtrack, whatever you want to call it, for the horny Hollywood rompathon that is Wuthering Heights. Oh, hang on, I should do the air quote as well. Wuthering Heights. There you go. My name is Ben. I'm rambling on like a crazy man. I am very hungry. It is Monday evening. Here we are on our 810th journey around the Edit Radio sun. Stick with us on the podcast this week. You have new songs from the likes of Cheekface, Metric, Jessica Hoop. We will also have a 20th anniversary that I'm really looking forward to. And in a moment, not this next song, but the one after that, I invite you to imagine it's being sung by super British comedian James Acaster. But first of all, this is We Are Scientists.
I should have known that this would happen from the start. This kind of function's gonna have to fall apart. I guess before I would have sworn that we were friends. Maybe this problem points towards some larger trend. But I still don't understand what this whole. Oh.
in his work clothes. You can't talk to members of the opposite sex. He starts to talk, they start to look perplexed. So with his eyes on the prize and just a glance at her breasts, he walks over and he says, it's uncomfortable all night to sit. Get on the dance floor, it's a direct hit. Move around like your shoes don't fit. Get on the dance floor, it's a direct hit. Why is that cigarette unlit? Get on the dance floor, it's a direct hit. What's wrong? Scared to commit? Get on the dance floor, it's a direct hit. Her friends are leaving. Decides she's not going. She's been looking over a lot and hopes it's been shown. She can't talk to members of the opposite sex. She starts to talk, they start to look perplexed. So with her eyes on the prize and just a glance at her breasts, she goes over and she says, it's uncomfortable all night to sit. Got on the dance floor, it's a direct hit. Move around like your shoes don't fit. Got on the dance floor, it's a direct hit. What's wrong? Scared to commit. Got on the dance floor, it's a direct hit. I don't care that your friends have split. Got on the dance floor, it's a direct hit. The really good bit. Get on the dance floor, it's a direct hit. Move around like your shoes don't fit. Get on the dance floor, it's a direct hit. It's uncomfortable all night to sit. Get on the dance floor, it's a direct hit. Why's that cigarette unlit? Get on the dance floor, it's a direct hit. I don't care that your friends have split. Get on the dance floor, it's a direct hit. Move around like your shoes don't fit. Got on the dance floor, it's a direct hit. What's wrong? Scared to commit? Got on the dance floor, it's a direct hit. It's uncomfortable all night to sit. Got on the dance floor, it's a direct hit. Hit, hit, direct hit.
Did you imagine that that was being sung by British super comedian James Acaster? I mean, it might not necessarily even sound anything like him, to be honest, but the very first time I heard that song, which was only a few weeks ago, actually, I just imagined it was being sung by him. There you go. I'm late to the party on this one, because that song was first released in 2007. The band are Art Brute. The song is called Direct Hit. That was taken from an album called It's a Bit Complicated from 2007. Also featured on a compilation called Top of the Pops that came out in 2013. And I picked up on an Alka Pop Records label sampler a little while ago. Before that, I definitely knew that this next song was quite old. We Are Scientists with a band. The song is called It's a Hit. Taken from an album called With Love and Squalor that came out a little over 20 years ago. But that does not count as a 20th anniversary tune on this week's podcast, because I said so, and it's my podcast this week and I make the rules. And one of the rules is what I say goes. And another of the rules, the one that I'm about to enforce right now, is that when there's a new song by Cheekface, we play a new song by Cheekface.
You hate to be reductive, creative, not destructive, but you can destroy me. You can reduce me to the size that you think that I should be. Reduce me. I want to be reduced. Reduce me to nothing until I disappear. And then when I'm gone, just keep reducing. Okay, or what if we kissed? What if we held hands? What if we kissed and held hands on the hostile street furniture? Could we teach it to change its hostile ways through the power of our love? I don't think so.
I'll give you cake if you want it. If you want it, you can take a toll on me.
cold now.
You hate to be restrictive. You only want whatever this is. But you can destroy me. You can control me. I'm the thing that you think that I should be. Withhold me. I don't want to be withheld. Withhold me, deprive me until I'm just a shell. And after I'm withheld, just keep on holding and holding and holding. Okay, or what if we kissed? What if we held hands? What if we kissed and held hands on the hostile street furniture? Could we teach it to change its hostile ways through the power of our love? Seems far-fetched.
I'll give you cake if you want it. If you want it, you can take a toll on me. I'll give you cake if you want it. If you want it, you can take a toll on me.
Cheekface are unlikely to go down in history as one of the greatest bands of all time, and Greg Katz is unlikely to go down as one of the greatest songwriters of all time, but that does not mean that those two things are not potentially true. Cheekface are the band. The song is called Hostile Street. It's a brand new song. There's been no announcement on a new album yet, but Cheekface are Cheekface, and you're never that far away from a brand new Cheekface album. That featured a vocal sample from McKinley Dixon. There are two reasons really why I put that on the podcast this week. Number one was because it is a rule, as I've already stated, that new Cheekface material has to be played on the Edit Radio podcast. And the other one was that song has got a lot of mentions of the word cake. And it's to remind me specifically, I've included that this week, to remind me that Cake, the band, one of my favourite bands of all time, are coming over to the UK to do at least one show, either end of September or start of October. And today and tomorrow is when the information is going to be released. And I figured if I put that song in the podcast this week, that gives me a good chance to remember to check for the Cake dates. Not that my memory is reliable enough that, you know, I could still miss it. I saw a great tweet earlier today that said, it's not that I forgot to do something. I remember to do it 14 times. It was just that every time I remembered to do it was not the right time. Stick with us on the podcast this week to hear an incredible new song from Jessica Hoop, a 20th anniversary from Hot Chip, and this is new from Metric.
Was the start of something I was hard, got a bad start. Couldn't be far, got a good heart. You were still there, and I still cared. I remembered, tried to be fair. Nora, 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 I'm glad you are here now. Nora, 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 I'm glad you are here now. I can see now. You're on the back of bar stools.
Taken from an album called Last Missouri Exit, the band are Case Oates. The song is Nora. That's excellent. Before that, Metric have a brand new album out in April. The album is called Romanticize the Dive. Taken from it, that was the opening track called Victim of Luck. Metric, obviously Canadian superstars. I would say that they never put a foot wrong, but that would be imperial of me. 810 episodes, and my jokes just keep on getting worse. I just feel so up today. I'm up for anything. I'm happy. I think it's because spring is about to be springing. We're like a week away or so from spring, and I could definitely feel it in the air. I was out in the garden a lot over the weekend. I was a happy boy, even like climbing a ladder. Just getting a different perspective on the world was enough to entertain me. I'm quite easily entertained. The other thing that is interesting coming up soon is there is a family wedding happening in Budapest that I'm going to be going to over the next few weeks. So that's cool. I think I always get a little bit sad about having to put my cat in a cattery, because we do that when I go away. So I think she's detected that I'm getting quite sad about it. So she spent a lot of the day today just kind of sat next to me, just sleeping next to me. Actually, she was right here next to me until I started recording the podcast. I think it's because her tolerance for cheek face is quite low. So, but yeah, I do get sad, but there's definitely a line. I mean, I've thought really hard about it, and I think not turning up to a family wedding because I didn't want to make my cat sad is probably a step too far. I'm a big cat lover, but there's definitely a line. Like, I remember working in an office, there's a manager who was leaving early for the day in like a real hurry. And I was like, "Are you okay? Is everything all right?" He's like, "No, yeah. I just got to go. There's a family emergency." And I was like, "Oh my God, I'm so sorry. Hope everything's going to be okay." And he's like, "Yeah, it should be okay. It's just that my cat has anxiety." That's the one of the more interesting excuses I've heard for like leaving an office early, I think. So my cat will go to the cattery. I will go to Budapest. And you will now enjoy this incredible new song from Jessica Hoop.
On the dance floor, and I climbed aboard your caravan. troubadour, and I climbed aboard your caravan like a believer needs a messiah, begs to surrender for love. I give my life to my deceiver. Say, give me truth, I love you, it's alright. To this land, no sign of the troubadour, no sign of the caravan. Like a believer needs a messiah, begs to surrender. For love, I give my life to my deceiver. Say, give me truth, I love you, it's all.
this was the way back.
I got lost.
He said this was the way back.
I got lost.
He said this was the way back.
Surely one of the greatest electropop albums to ever be recorded, written, released. Hot Chip at the band. The song was called Boy From School. Taken from an album called The Warning, which in 2 months will turn 20 years old. That is your official 20th anniversary song for the week. Hot Chip, Boy From School. Before that, the incredible return of Jessica Hoop. The new single is called Caravan, taken from an album which is out on May the 1st, which is going to be called Long Wave Home. Jessica Hoop is on tour in the UK in May and is making a stop on the 22nd of May at the Union Chapel in London, which means that there's a real possibility that I will finally get to see a Jessica Hoop live show. Can you imagine that? A year where I see both Cake and Jessica Hoop. 2026 might not be so terrible after all. Two songs to go. Here's a song about clowns.
Circus clowns, rodeo clowns, hamburger clowns, birthday clowns, killer clowns in hospital gowns, clowns they freak me out. Red nose, squirt rose, bozos, long toes, decompose, clowns they freak me out. Old men in face paint, little kids they try to hurry, gee ain't this party great, clowns they freak me out. Except the funhouse clown with that clown went down, stands above the town and watches the world go round. Punk rock kids and everything they did, they're nice and proud till the condos tore him down. Boy, do I miss that clown. They can't keep him down. Spike will come back around, but clowns, they freak me out. Suit and tie, wearing clowns. We need more condos around. Let's tear it all down. Condos freak me out. I don't care what's around. Here's the deed to this ground. I'll build a giant compound. Condos freak me out. Look what they did to downtown. They're giving us a reach around. Those real estate clowns. Clowns, they freak me out. Other clowns we think are A-OK. Ronald McBondle, Krusty Marseille Marseille, Red Skelton, the clowns in the Seabed Parade. It must be alright when they give away free candy, acting like a cartoon, scary goons with balloons. Is tonight a full moon? Clowns, they freak me out. Mini cars, giant cigars, drinks at the bar. How'd you get that weird scar? Clowns, they freak me out. Chug-a-loos and chug-a-lets, running around with hatchets. Oh my goodness, where's their parents? Clowns, they freak me out. Don't wanna go to sleep. Clowns, they'll try to eat me when I fall asleep. Clowns, they freak me out. 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 Clowns, they freak me out.
A very serious song with a very serious message. That was Warning Danger with a band from the album called Keep Out. That song was called Clowns, They Freak Me Out. And that's it for the podcast this week. Thank you so much for tuning in. Your time and your ears are very valuable to us here on Edit Radio, and we appreciate you tuning in. Why not come in next week for Edit Radio podcast number 811, which will be presented by Tom Crook and his friends. And I will see you in April, by which time I will have probably ordered tickets to the Jessica Hoop show. I will definitely have remembered to check out that Cake pre-sale, and I'll be completely fluent in Hungarian. I'm going to leave you with a brand new band from Cork in Ireland. They are called Cardinals. Their debut album came out recently. It was one of the albums that tickled my ears the most over the course of the last month, and the album's called Masquerade, and I'm going to leave you with the title track. Take care of yourselves. I love you. Goodbye.
Take you as you are. If we're ever far apart, you can call me late. I will be away. Worth your weight in salt. If you're lonely, that's my fault. You can't.